grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
And a happy May the 4th to you. May the 4th be with you.
And may the 4th be with you too, Johnny.
You're wearing a great hat today, Chris Valley.
Oh, this is a hemp Star Wars hat.
Hemp Star Wars
and
hat.
And there's a little hemp 2D2 zapping some space weed.
And is it, the hat here. Comes with like a little joint stash spot on the side there.
Don't tell people that. That's the secret stash. Okay. Right, I had my J for J Day stashed in there. And it's going to just have to stay stashed in there.
Yes, we've had some super wet weather the last week or two, and you're just saying Albert Park, the grounds are saturated.
Bro, yeah, I've got some very bad news, everyone. Some terrible news, it breaks my heart, really. And we've, you know, really tried to leave this to the last minute to see if things would improve, but it's not. It's very waterlogged, saturated, muddy, and unfortunately J-Day cannot proceed in Albert Park this weekend.
Okay.
Unfortunately, yes. This is often, you know, highlight for many people's year, if you're right into weed, that is, like I am. You know, it's a day when people get together, the cannabis culture, we have different groups and things, and entertainment and market stalls and all sorts going on. And unfortunately, because that's all on the grass and kind of, you know, it involves a bit of relaxing on the grass,
yes.
Both kinds. So we're going to have to put that off. It's very unfortunate. I'm very disappointed and sad for everyone. And there'll be some people, some vendors and things that are hearing this for the first time because we've literally just made the decision on the way into here into the BFM. So if you're hearing this for the first time, don't worry, we'll be in touch. And we're going to have to postpone. And at this stage, we'll be looking December, most likely.
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's one of these bloody years, isn't it, for Auckland and for the country in general. But with all this wet weather, the ground is just so saturated. I mean, Albert Park's almost in danger of slipping down the hill, to be honest. It is very, very waterlogged.
Yes.
Hoping for a dry winter, they're saying. These same weather forecasters that completely missed the Auckland Anniversary Day floods are telling us it'll be a dry winter. So December 1st, hopefully, first day of summer. I'm just going to say it. I'm just put the date out there. December 1st,
yep.
Mark it in your books. That's the new J-Day for 2023.
All right. That's
not this weekend.
I reckon that's a great day. Uni's wrapped up, you know, first day of summer.
Yep. There'll be a new government post-election.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter which flavour it is, you know, if it's Labour leading, the shackles are off. Their commitment to no reform this term will be over. It should have been over when the leader changed, to be honest. But and if it's another type of government, we'll be able to put a bit of pressure on them and remind everyone that we're not going away.
Okay.
This won't go away till we change the law.
There's always more room for cannabis law reform, people.
Until it happens, hey. Mm. Until it happens, we've got to keep going, because otherwise it's just whinging to your mates.
Mm.
And speaking of which, bloody good reason to whinge to your mates, and this is the big news of the week for me, and this was probably no surprise, to be honest. Cannabis discretion applied unfairly, but what is the surprise, even to me, 1,000 people convicted for cannabis possession last year. 1,000.
Wow.
182 imprisoned for cannabis possession. 180. Remember all these times that the nopers and defenders of prohibition say that no one goes to jail and da 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 da.
Yes.
Da. Turns out they're talking shit. 182 imprisoned for possession last year. This is where possession is the highest charge. This is not someone doing something else and, oh, we've got a bit of weed in their pocket. This is possession is the highest charge.
Okay. Do we know about the quantity of cannabis? Not that it should make any difference.
Well, presumably if they're charged with possession, it's small amounts. Or they would have got them for supply.
In prison. 182 in prison for possession.
Exactly.
What?
It's... incredible. So good on Chloe Swarbrick, Green MP, Green spokeswoman for drug law reform. I think the only party that actually has a spokesperson for drug law reform, just reminding people that. And she dug out the figures, and this was a great article in the Herald that came out on Sunday. And what it also showed was that, yes, there's been some drops from the discretion, and it's gone from about 3,000 convictions to 1,000. So, you know, this is a big drop. Which is great, and credit where credit's due, that is great. But the problem, of course, as we've often said, discretion up to individual officers, whether deliberately or unconsciously, there is bias and it's supplied unfairly. And so what always tends to happen with these things, and this might make some older white men angry, Pākehā, they're probably angry at everything, Pākehā benefited the most,
okay,
and Māori benefited the least. Okay. So that's just kind of what happens when you leave it up to discretion. The most of the people that get let go tended to be Pākehā.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, as well as the ethnic disparities, there's huge regional disparities. And this should outrage everyone in Auckland, where in Auckland you are 30 times as likely to be prosecuted for possession as someone in Southland.
Wow. That's crazy.
30 times as likely.
Wow.
Incredible. So
why are they so chill in Southland?
Well, exactly. Why? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, good on them, but, you know, it should be the way here too, mm-hmm. right? Absolutely ludicrous. And as Chloe Sawbrook pointed out, has these huge effects on people, travel, jobs, opportunities, for mm-hmm. doing something that the vast majority, as she says, about 650,000 people breaking the cannabis possession law every year,
mm-hmm.
1,000 of them are getting convicted. But, you know, this is something that actually many MPs themselves have admitted to. Well, they always talk about, you know, the mists of time and back at uni and these sorts of things.
Yes.
They're doing it, but these other people are getting mm-hmm. convicted for it. And, of course, the only way, as this is shown, but if you just leave it up to discretion, then the problems don't go away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've got to actually change the law. And that leads me, dear listener, to the next big story of the week. And this was great. It was an opinion piece published in Newsroom, News Hub, and The Herald,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was very interesting that all these organisations ran it. It's time to overhaul New Zealand's outdated and harmful drug laws. This is from Dr. Rose Crossan and Professor Joe Bowden. Excuse me, arguing it's time to, the Misuse Drugs Act, 1975.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. And what they point out, this act, which of course is completely, anyway, we won't go into it. The year that the Misuse of Drugs Act came into force, Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon was New Zealand's top-selling album. The first Foot Trot Flats cartoon was published, and Robert Muldoon became Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how long ago we're talking. And where it came from, as they point out, is US President Richard Nixon had declared a war on drugs, 1971.
Mm-hmm.
And launched a policy failure with what they say is global ramifications, including us. So since then, and this will also come as a bit of a shock, and I'm sorry with all the shocking news, listeners, but there's only been two significant steps to drug law reform in that entire time,
mm-hmm.
and both of them by the current government. So again, credit where credit's due. 2019 amendment affirming the police discretion, which, as we've just talked about, has had a whole lot of problems, and the 2021 amendment allowing substance checking.
Yes.
But as they point out, this is just tinkering around the edges, and it's not actually dealing with the issues, and we need to completely repeal the Misuse of Drugs Act and bring in a new one that's increased funding for harm reduction, decriminalisation, expanding programs like Te Ara Oranga, I should say, that are proven to reduce drug harm. None of these things were actually ruled out by the referendum. We weren't even asked about those things by the referendum.
Of course.
You know, that was a question about a very specific bill that Andrew Little had put forward that was very close. But that doesn't mean that people voted for no change whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it showed, you know, that a huge amount of people are open to change and are willing to change their minds on it. And so these other things, such as decriminalisation and increased emphasis on harm reduction, expanding the substance checking so we have better access for the medicinal users, letting medicinal users grow their own, perhaps, certainly while things are so expensive. None of those should have been ruled out by the referendum.
Of course.
Mm.
It is this is a great opinion piece, Chris Valley. We should direct people to. It's appeared on both the Herald and on
News Hub,
and you're saying Newsroom.
Yeah, yep.
I mean anything that's put together succinctly by a couple of academics, always worth a read, and they make some extremely valid points. It's kind of like, in a nutshell, everything you need to know about why this, current laws should change.
Yeah, the kind of one you could share with people. It's kind of, if this was an essay, dear academics, if you were students doing an essay, I'd give you an A+.
Yeah. Chris Valley.
There you go.
Chris.
Course credits. And finally, because we did mention this increased access to substance checking, and that has been one of the good things that has happened over recent years, well, the spin-off report of this week Drug Foundation released their an annual summary of what they've been up to over the last year with their licensed and legal substance checking. A third of all the drugs they tested were not what people thought.
Wow, that's quite high.
A third. That's really high.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It just shows, you know, it's legal, it's free, it's so confidential. You know, the police are specifically prohibited from using any kind of result. They can't even kind of like raid them and try and get, so they can't actually use anything. They can't use it to search people, they can't use it to prosecute people. So you have all these, you know, even if they wanted to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have all these protections built in. And given what people are coming up with, there was some MDMA that actually turned out to be this alpha PVP, which is potentially lethal. A new one that has just been detected was someone had what they thought was DMT. Turned out it was a very potent synthetic cannabinoid.
Mm-hmm.
So, often with cannabis, people might think, oh, I don't really need to test my cannabis. But actually, these other things you definitely need to be checking. But with cannabis, you know, you actually have the police deliberately poisoning the supply.
Yes.
You know, they're spraying Roundup from their helicopter with a surfactant that's designed to stay on it. Mm-hmm. And they know that a lot of people that grow commercially and illicitly in the bush might not have the most scruples and might just sort of wash it and sell it and turn it into oil. And we certainly hear reports of that. So given that, you know, that certainly the police are out there actively doing it. And that given that the latest figures seem to indicate that only 10% of medical users have got prescriptions so far and have gone legal. So
yes.
90% are accessing illicit cannabis,
yeah.
Which could well be great, could be exactly what they think it is, but it might not be.
Yes.
And the testing that ESR have done with a whole bunch of, certainly with the CBD products that people were getting and thinking they were balms or vape juices and things, and most of them had no CBD.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so, you know, really important that people can get access to that and can do it. So speaking of which, right now, on at the Hemp Store, because it's First Thursday up on K Road. So Thursday night, right now, until 7, Drug Foundation are there right now doing testing with their machine that goes ping, and you can bring that in, or bring whatever you've got, and it's completely legal and free and confidential. And,
get your stuff tested.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're in the 66%, not in the 33% of bunk gear.
That's right. And if you are, then at least you can make a good choice.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Nice one,
right,
Chris.
Right on. And so, and just to reiterate that sad news that J-Day, unfortunately, due to the waterlogged and just generally terrible Auckland weather that we've had all year, unfortunately, J-Day is going to have to be postponed. Certainly here in Auckland. I haven't heard from other centres yet. So they'll have to like speak for themselves and make their own decisions based on their local conditions. So it could be that you could, you know, jump on a plane and go into the Christchurch one or the Dunedin one. I'm not sure. But at least Kaitaia could still be going ahead.
Yeah.
But certainly here in Auckland, unfortunately not. I'd encourage people to do their own J-Day. DIY J-Day. Spark it up where you are. Have a spontaneous party. Mark J-Day in your own way. But unfortunately with the condition of the Albert Park there, not able to do it. So early December, hopefully December 1st, will be the new date.
Excellent. J-Day.
All
right. Hey, Chris Fowley, obviously sorry to hear about the waterlogged Albert Park, but you got to do what you got to do. December we're on.
That's right. It's a premium park, and you know, we don't want to trash it, and we also want people to have the best experience. We don't want people to come to J-Day and get all muddy and
crap
and ruin the park, and we're never allowed back. So, you know, it's about having a good experience with it, and also, you know, it's a community asset. It's not just our park. So, you know, we certainly don't want to be responsible for destroying the place. So, we just got to take that one on the chin, everyone, and just spark up where you are for J-Day.
Nice one, Chris.
All right.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers. See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.